I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News, Hannah Fitzharding, the Mayor of Fremantle. Welcome, Hannah.
Thanks, Michael. It's lovely to be here. In fact, I'm joining you from my lounge room at home because I don't know if you remember a few years back, we introduced a policy called Film Friendly Freo. And I moved this as a notice of motion and got adopted. And we've been so friendly to films that there's three films in town at the moment. One of them said, we really need an office to have in our film as part of the set. Could we look around, So they came to the mayor's office and they said, this is perfect. So I've been relocated, working from home while they make a film. So we're very film friendly. Welcome to my lounge room.
Well, Fremantle has had quite a bit going on. It feels like a running film set at the moment. And I've just come in from the Sail GP launched out at Bathers Beach, and it felt like a film set. Lots of television cameras and photographers, and a minister of the state government, and one of the sailors and one of the coaches. It's going to be very exciting. But that's Fremantle most of the time, Edda. You're deciding to run again for mayor.
Yes, I am. I think it's a case of unfinished business. I feel like we've done a really good job putting a whole lot of plans in place, getting a really high functioning organisation, getting the finances back on track after those COVID years over, it feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? But, that was when I started. It was right in the middle of all of that. And, we're right in the delivery phase, and I want to be there and keep doing that job because it's exciting. It feels like we're delivering for the community. I'm excited about it.
Well, there's a lot of chatter around at the moment. People suddenly realise that your 4-year term comes to an end in October. 4 years flies, as you're saying, it takes you back to COVID. How have you enjoyed the last 4 years?
I've loved it. Like, I think it's, one of those real privileges. And I know everyone says, oh, it's a privilege to serve your community. But the daily life of being able to engage with all the different parts of Fremantle, and they are multitudinous. There is so much going on in our town. No day is the same, So yes, a lot of my time is spent in meetings and trying to negotiate outcomes and do all of that. But being in the community, helping people reach their aspirations, and maybe this is kind of the quiet work of being the mayor, it's so satisfying. And it's, I've fallen more in love with our community the more I know about everything that's going on in it.
Well, I think Fremantle is one of those places where it's hard to keep all of the punters happy all of the time. We're sometimes a bolshy lot, and if you're the mayor or you're a local government councillor, they're no doubt complaining that the rates have gone up and you're not filling the empty shops in Fremantle, and there's too much antisocial behaviour. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every wonky footpath is the fault of the mayor, and that's fine. I mean, we are the level of government closest to the people, and we do care about wonky footpaths. And I was elected on a real back to basics approach, and we can't kind of flick a switch overnight and make that happen, but we do things like we go and invest in the new street cleaning machine and put it on extra shifts and. These things are the role of local government. So I welcome all of that. It's some of the things I think if there were easy policy solutions, if there was a lever we could pull, we would have pulled it by now. But where we can do something, we do it.
Just looking back at this past nearly 4 years, what have been some of the challenges and high points?
I was really reflecting on this recently, and it's been a good process of reflection. And perhaps one of the things that I've been reflecting on is how I do the job. And a really sort of key example for me was probably the bridge project. And you remember that started out, it got pretty wild along the way there with something that the community didn't really feel that they were on board with. And there were calls on me at that time to, you need to stand up and fight for. And I stayed in the room. And I think this is one of the approaches that perhaps isn't hugely glamorous about how I do the role of mayor, but it's staying the course and working through the process. And what we managed to do by being professional and respectful and staying the course was end up with a project that everyone, I think, now accepts is a good thing. It's a well-designed, beautiful bridge. It'll serve the community for generations to come. So sometimes you've got to go through the tough stuff to get to the other side. And I think, Again, I'm maybe it's, to my detriment that I'm not hugely kind of showy or argumentative necessarily publicly. But that is kind of the signature of who I am, is just to work away until we get a good result. So I feel really proud of projects like that where we've actually seen it get to a point now where, we're looking ahead and thinking managing the bridge construction impact is going to be very interesting. And that's certainly one of the challenges on the horizon. But
Same.
it's a better challenge to have than walking away and saying it's too hard.
It's an interesting topic, the bridge. Shipping News became engaged in the issue very early on, organised a town hall meeting over it. And here we are, it's at the end of this year going to be basically the old bridge removed, the new bridge at the end of 26 will be opened. It's going to be a how do we describe next year?
A wild ride. Yeah, and look, that is something we're working on. And it's one of the things I really sort of one of my top priorities at the moment is really that managing the impact. So whether that be making sure we're still attracting people to come to Fremantle, even though there'll be perceived difficulty in getting to Freo, whether it's getting people out of their cars and onto public transport. So we're pushing really hard for things like a free transit zone, free public transport between Perth and Fremantle, fixing some of the gaps in the bike network, which we know are there, letting people take their bikes on the train between Freo and North Freo, because it makes it very hard to ride down the PSP when you hit North Freo and then, oh dear.
Stop and have a drink in Queen Victoria Street.
Doesn't sound terrible.
What, and looking at the period ahead, if you're re-elected, what are going to be the big ticket items?
So the bridge is clearly one. I mean, homelessness is something that we're still, and community safety generally, that's a growing problem across the state. And, I think nobody's shying away from that. We've done a lot of innovative things in homelessness. We've done things like the Library Connect program, which has won awards for making homelessness services more accessible. We're probably at the point now where we need crisis accommodations. So that's going to have to be a big priority going forward. We're in early stages of talking to the government. State government about that as well, because it just feels to us this problem is not going away, and there are people who need somewhere safe to sleep, and it is in a crisis situation. So that's a high priority. Creative industries are always a high priority in Fremantle. Certainly, we look at things like the Town Hall and Victoria Hall, and there's still some money, despite the fact Town Hall is looking amazing and the balcony is all fixed and looks great. We need to spend a bit more money there to make sure that we can really activate those with the creative industries. Live music is part of that as well, and really negotiating the quite challenging space between how do we get more people living in the city centre and preserve the character. On the topic of more people living in the city centre, big focus for me. And look, we've been through the process of the city plan. We had really good community engagement on that. That's a lovely plan. Until it's enshrined in a planning scheme and planning policies, it's not worth very much. So that piece of work is critical. It's, as everyone knows, we're losing a lot of our planning controls to the state government. So the planning scheme is one of the key documents we as a city need to get right. And that for me is all about making sure that the character of Fremantle really is preserved, that younger people, that creative industries workers, which I always think of as our key workers in Fremantle, older people who want to downsize, that they all get to stay in our community. Because right now, there's no rental properties on the market. It's a very expensive market. And look, gentrification has its upsides. But I saw a great quote the other day that says, if you can walk to your coffee shop within 15 minutes, but your barista needs to drive half an hour to get to work, you live in a theme park. And I worry that that's kind of where we're going with gentrification.
Will there be contested issues over the planning scheme down the track?
Oh, look, it's interesting because I think through the process of being a planning authority, we're really clear on what those contested issues will be. The city plan was great because it really carved out areas like the West End of Fremantle and said, this is not the area for huge increased density. And it looked at other areas like the sort of area towards the bridge along Queen Victoria Street and said, yeah, this sort of area could deal with more density. So There'll be, there's always skirmishes on the borders. You know what this is like, where, particularly say, if a development abuts a single story house, that is always a really challenging thing. So that's where our planning scheme needs to have really clear controls about those things that we know are going to be difficult. So they're fairly known issues, I think.
How do the structure of the local government, the number of wards, the number of elected representatives, it all sort of falls into place fully after this election. There's four wards. There's four people who are elected and hold their position for the next period, and there's sort of four positions up for grabs. How do you find the new system with reduced numbers?
I mean, look, it's probably the theme generally of being in local government is doing more with less. We do have a really engaged community. So, this was a decision that was made really for us. And everyone who's elected will have to work really, really hard. I think that's the key thing. It's not, we already work pretty hard with 10 elected members. Anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, certainly we'd want to see everyone who gets elected kind of ready to work, ready to be part of a team. And that's one of the best things I think about local government is, everyone, and this is controlled by our act, but everyone comes along and they are compelled to vote in the best interests of the city of Fremantle according to their judgment. So no matter how you get elected, once you're in there, the act, it tells you exactly what you need to do for your community. And, we function really well like that. And that's not really necessarily a given in current times. So,
Well, I'm still at Fremantle Shipping, just trying to work out how many people are going to put their hands up to run for the various offices. I saw an advertisement suggesting that there's a group who are calling for those who might be interested in running for mayor, quite apart from you.
yes.
You get a sense it's going to be a hotly contested election this time round.
Michael, it's Fremantle. What can I say?
We'll wait and see. You're saying
Indeed.
in each of the wards, it's going to be fascinating to see, with probably some new blood, some new people coming along. It'll few retiring members of the council is coming up, I think, this time.
Yeah. I mean, including, Councillor Doug Thompson, who I think we have to acknowledge as being. You see, I think he's almost the longest serving councillor in Australia, certainly Western Australia. He has given amazing service to his community. So we'll miss Doug. We'll miss Jenny Archibald, who's been our deputy mayor and, fantastic contribution over two terms in local government, one as the mayor. So, yeah.
Well, Hannah, do you have to sort of do a lot of campaigning between now and the election? How do people campaign in local government? We've got very used to recent campaigns for the federal seat of Fremantle and the state seat, and there's a lot of social media, a lot of activity, a lot of events. Are we going to see something similar, do you think, for local?
Well, I mean, everyone does it their own way. I mean, I have the challenge of doing the role of the mayor, which is quite a significant full-time role, and performing that until such time as, well, hopefully I'm re-elected for another 4 years. And then on top of that, really needing to sell the message about why I should be re-elected. And I obviously have to keep those two things quite separate. And that's a challenge in itself. One of the biggest challenges I actually see coming into this election is we've had two elections this year. People are a little bit, over potentially elections. Both of them were your standard go to the polling booth, get your sausage, line up, vote elections. Now, local government, of course, is a postal vote election. It's not compulsory. Takes place at a great time of year when you're thinking more about, sort of football and spring and goodness knows what else in October. It's kind of not ideal. I mean, I don't know how often you check your letterbox. I think I probably do it once a week. And as for finding a red box in which to post your postal vote back in, good luck to you. So actually getting people to vote is going to be a massive challenge in this election. So probably, that's part of everyone's campaigns is just getting that postal vote out of the letterbox, filling it out, finding a red box to put it in, or walking it down to the town hall.
Well, it's no doubt going to be interest interesting. Free metal people, I think, strangely like elections. So Free Metal Shipping News will be watching with interest for the new candidates who no doubt appear for the various wards, and we wish you well in the time ahead. Thank you for joining me today.
Absolute pleasure, Michael.